Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, and musician, and provincial of the province of St. Albert the Great in Chicago. His preaching is entitled, Owe Nothing to Anyone Except Love.
A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other commandment there may be, are summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no evil to the neighbor. Hence, love is the fulfillment of the law. The Word of God. Owe nothing to anyone except love. So much easier said than done, isn't it? Much, much easier to do a lovely calligraphy of those words, even embroidery, than frame them and hang them on a wall somewhere and look at them often to remind ourselves. Owe nothing to anyone except love. So much easier said than done. And yet in this day and age, we need that so desperately. Here in the United States, we need to hear those words and we need to wrestle with them right down to our core to figure out how we participate in the political stress of our times and still ground ourselves in love deeper than opinion. Deeper than position, deeper than attitude, deeper than self-righteousness, deeper than anything. How do we allow love to be our grounding when it seems that we are being torn apart by all kinds of other things trying to serve as our foundation? That reading from St. Paul's letter to the Romans is the second reading of this Sunday, the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. And it's definitely, I think, in response to the first reading from the prophet Ezekiel and from the Gospel of St. Matthew. Ezekiel basically says that we are keepers of God's house. And sometimes it's up to us to dissuade the wicked from their ways. We have to stand up and name sin and dissuade the wicked from their ways. If we don't, we might be held responsible. So that's Ezekiel. The Gospel of Matthew says, if someone sins, tell the person. Maybe you'll win them over. If they don't win over, then call a couple of other witnesses and try to get them to help you win them over. If that doesn't work, then tell the church. And if that doesn't work, then treat them as you would treat Gentiles or tax collectors. And we have to say to ourselves, well, how did Jesus treat Gentiles and tax collectors? He loved them. He loved them. Again, the foundation must be love. It seems that the church gives us this reading of St. Paul to the Romans to tell us that even though the first reading of the gospel are somewhat confrontational, it's human confronting other humans on what humans believe is right and wrong, even though that's necessary. Even though we have a duty to that, even though we have a responsibility to that, in the end, the church says, owe nothing to anyone except love. As St. Paul says it to the Romans, that's what the church is saying to us. In these political times here in the United States, I think we need to hear it. I think in all the stressful times in every country throughout the world, especially with regard to equality, especially with regard to immigration, with regard to the injustices to people of color. Oh, my Lord, how we need to hear this, that although we do everything we can to help, it still needs to be grounded in love. And although we confront those who are harming the innocent, and although we stand for those who are being harmed and raise our voices and protest and be as loud as we need to be, at the same time, we must hear over and over again, owe nothing to anyone except love. If love is not at the root of everything we're fighting for, then we're fighting in vain. We cannot leave love out of the equation. We cannot settle for just criticizing. We cannot settle for just judging and just condemning. Everybody's doing that on both sides and every side of every issue. We cannot settle for just the noise. We can be loud if we need to be, but it still must be grounded and tempered by love. And in the end, it must be love that is heard. If not love, then it's just criticism and judgment and condemnation. And that's what we've had all along. And those things are getting us nowhere fast. Owe nothing to anyone except love. God help us.